Hi, this tutorial is for Mac users. Wait. Oh, hello. This tutorial is for Mac users who want to start writing C# in Visual Studio Code and use .NET Core to compile. Shall we? So open up your favorite search engine and type in Visual Studio Code. One of the first results will be code.visualstudio.com. Click on the Mac download, and there are also downloads for Windows and Linux. For those of you who don't know, Visual Studio Code is a lightweight cross-platform way to write C# on a Mac. Click on the zip file and drag the VS Code icon to your Applications folder. Now click on it in your Applications folder to fire her up. Once VS Code starts up, go to the Extensions tab and install the C# extension. It'll be one of the first suggestions. This is where you can find all the other cool extensions for VS Code. Click Enable and it'll restart VS Code. Now we need .NET Core to compile our C#. Go back to your browser and type in .NET Core. In order for .NET Core to run on macOS, it needs OpenSSL. We found the easiest way to install OpenSSL was getting it from Homebrew. If you don't have it already, you can install Homebrew by opening up your terminal and running one simple command from Homebrew's web page. So launch your terminal, go to Homebrew's web page, and just copy that first line there. And paste it into your terminal. The install doesn't take long, but I did skip through it anyway just because ain't nobody got time for that. If you already had it, make sure your Homebrew install is up to date. Mine is because I just did a fresh install. And now you can simply type brew install OpenSSL in the terminal. Yay! Now just run the other two commands we have listed on the .NET Core install page. Those will create system link files. Copy and paste. All right, now you're ready to install .NET Core. Click on the official installer. Note that you can use .NET Core to compile any source code editor you want. For this tutorial, I'm using VS Code because I want to show off C# IntelliSense and debugging. Click through the install wizard. And now everyone, I want you to pause this video and carefully read through the license agreement, just like you always do. There you go. Now create the folder you want your C# project to be in. I'll name mine Hello World. Once you add a project.json file to this, anything in this folder will be seen as a part of your project. Now go to the File tab in Visual Studio Code and open the folder you just created. So open up Terminal by hitting Control Backtick. This will open it inside Visual Studio Code. You can also just use the terminal outside of it. To initialize the C# project, type .NET new. Notice now program.cs has appeared up there with a Hello World program in it. Now run .NET restore to fix some dependencies. Click Yes to add required build assets. Now type .NET run to compile. Ta-da! Compiling C# in Visual Studio Code with .NET Core in less than 5 minutes on a Mac. Wow! Now to show off the debugger in IntelliSense, let's explore our system libraries. Check out IntelliSense. And you know what else people love? Link! Kids love Link. Let's use our diagnostics library to show off as well. So let's take a look at the diagnostic processes I have running on my Mac. The .get processes on the diagnostics.process will just return an array of all the processes I have running on my Mac. And we can query that array using link, so that's the .where statement there. And let's go ahead and select the process name that equals .NET. And we'll add it in 2P with a lambda, because people love lambdas. And the where query returns an IEnumerable, so I'll take the first one out of that query. And I'll print a process attribute out to the console. I'll add a breakpoint and select the debug tab. Now hit the green arrow to start your debug. And make sure the debug up there is selected to .NET Core. And you can see the local variables have loaded. Let me just expand process list. I have a lot of things running, so it will take a moment. You can also use the debug console to check the value of your variables. And see it loaded up there. There's .NET up at the top. And I typed process list into the debug console, and it has loaded the value that it finds in that array. Now, some of you may be using C# and .NET for the first time. You might be excited, but also a little disoriented. And I just want you to know, processing your feelings is normal. Ugh, so lame, such a bad pun. I was setting you up for a pun that whole time. Anyway, thanks for watching.